Temptation, temptation, temptation. Today I was tempted not to preach. And I think I overcome that temptation, so I'm going to preach. You know, it's hard for us to understand what happened to our first parents. As we heard from the first reading of what happened to Adam and Eve. But it is so painful to fail. And most of us, in one way or another, we can testify that. So painful to fail. You know, think about if you fail your first exam or your first test. How about those young people who now they're starting, you know, going for driver's license? As you're looking for your driver's license and the first test, you fail. How about if you're looking for a job for your first time and you go for your first interview, you fail? You know, think about that experience. If it's not for you, maybe you heard from your brother or your sister or your friend or your neighbor that they failed in one of the things I mentioned. So, this experience of failing, especially for if your first approach and you fail, it is always hard to recover from that experience. Adam and Eve experienced the failing at the beginning of their life journey. At the beginning, they experienced failure when they disobeyed God. And we heard that from the second reading from Paul, explaining what happened to them and why Jesus came to help us from that. So, at the beginning, God created everything good. And at the end of the creation, he created a human. And as he created a human, he wanted this human to be happy. And not just being happy, but to share in his grace and friendship. And he gave them a place to stay. That is paradise, the Garden of Paradise, or we call the Garden of Eden. So the story of Adam and Eve is a reminder that what happens to us has been happening to God's people down through the centuries. That is temptation. Adam and Eve was tempted, so much so, Jesus, the Son of God, was tempted, as we heard from the readings today. Adam and Eve was tempted once, but Jesus was tempted three times. So temptation is real. But I want to make so clear here that it is not a sin to be tempted. It is not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted but did not sin. And we are tempted too. And we are not supposed to sin. Temptation is not from God. But God does not stop temptations to come to us. Why? Because he wants us to grow in holiness. God wants us to be holy. So temptations gives us an opportunity to make choice between God and something else. So anytime we go through the temptations, there's an opportunity to make a choice. You can choose God, or you can choose power, pleasure, or the bad richness, which is greedy. So the question we all waiting is how we are going to overcome temptation. And when we overcome temptation, what happens? It helps us to see the strengths of God in our lives. Anytime you encounter temptation and you choose God, it helps you to have that strength of God in your life. It makes us humble by taking away our pride and our struggle of thinking we are self-made. And this is huge, because in any success in our life, sometimes it's hard to see the presence of God. But again, overcoming the temptation, it gives us the power to keep saying no, no, no to the evil one. But again, it helps us to tell and show the evil one that he's a loser and he will never win. So let us get used to saying no to the evil, to resist the temptation as Jesus did. But brothers and sisters, overcoming temptation is more than climbing the highest mountain in Africa. And that highest mountain in Africa is Kilimanjaro. I know Kilimanjaro is from Tanzania, so I'm trying to help you to get to know a little bit about Tanzania. And we know, if you prepare to climb the mountain, we know you can't just stand up today and say, I'm going to climb the Mount Kilimanjaro. No, you need a training. You need to be trained for a certain period of time. And we too, if you want to overcome temptations, we have to train ourselves. And a good example is Jesus himself. For 40 days, he trained himself by fasting and prayer for 40 days. And then the gospel say day and night. So temptation is powerful. We too, we have to train ourselves. I know if you want to be champions, like our students today from Saint Raymond, they have a game of championship today at St. Vita. So I've been telling them, train yourself if you want to win. And we have to pray for them so that they win today. But again, if we want to be champion, if we want to overcome the temptation or the evil one, we have to train ourselves. And these 40 days is the time to train ourselves. Number one, let us exercise our prayers. Let us pray in order to overcome the evil one. So overcoming temptation is not only possible, but it is a glorious and transforming experience of grace in our life. In order to reach at the point that the point of glorious and transformation, we have to humble ourselves in confession and in our prayer, trusting in the almighty power of God. The question all of us we have to ask ourselves today is, do we really want to be saints? Do we want to be holy? And most of us here will say yes. So if it's yes, let us call out the little duty of each moment. Do what you hoth and put yourself into what you are doing. Not many things, but well. And at the end, let us always remind ourselves that we are his imperfect creatures, and yet he loves us. We are imperfect creatures, and yet God loves us. So let us pray for one another, especially in this Lenten season, that we'll overcome temptations. Let us pray for me that next week I won't be tempted not to give the homily. At your gain, let us get used to say no. Let us get used to say no to the evil one. Let us always ask the grace of God so that we'll be empowered and we'll be ready as we start this first week of our Lenten season to keep fighting. The fight will never end. But we are fighting not on our own. We are fighting with Jesus, the Son of God, who was tempted 3 times, and he overcomes temptation by saying no to the evil one.